You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
Now, award-winning documentary filmmaker Ian Darling is well known for social impact documentaries around challenging and topical subjects. However, more recently, he has shifted his focus to documentaries that spark joy through themes of community, natural beauty, and thinking locally, resulting in his new feature documentary, The Pool. The Pool chronicles the intersectional joy that culminates around the most photographed pool in the world. Is it really? I wonder that. Bondi Icebergs. It's a great pool. I've spent many hours swimming up and down those laps. I love it to death. It's a cold, fresh, saltwater pool. It's wonderful. The documentary premiered at the Sydney Film Festival in June and it opened in cinemas today. And I caught up with executive producer Margaret Simpson Lee a little bit earlier on in the week. Why do you feel so connected to the Bondi Icebergs?
I think that this connection just comes from being there so regularly. I've been going there for over 20 years and it makes me feel very different when I'm there. And by the time I leave the pool, I've had these beautiful, like, connections with people and with the ocean, which is my main love. It makes me feel different when I've been submerged in salt water. So every day is different down there as well. So you never know what to expect. It's just addictive.
Aside from it having that picturesque location too, which you referenced, it's a proper 50-meter length ocean pool. There's not too many of them around.
No, there aren't actually, let alone with that view. And the way that the waves come over on the high tide or the big swells, it's quite incredible to be able to still swim your laps with that. It's quite fun actually. So the connection also comes from the people, and it is a feeling of the community connection and belonging. Like, you can go down there not knowing that you're going to see whoever. You always run into someone. It's a really happy bunch of people. I don't know whether it's that salt water that makes everyone feel happy. Everyone wants to know, how was the water? How was your swim? People are happy to chat to you or not. You know, you can be alone or you can be amongst people. You know, it's really an amazing spot.
Yeah, I can relate to that, because often when I go down there, it's my time of solitude. It's my time to kind of just be alone and to get a little bit meditative in the rhythm of my swim. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I also love that challenge that you just referred to there of when the waves do crash over into those lanes closest to the edge. The force of those waves almost propel you backwards, and you have to kind of start again and kick back off again. And it's almost like a little risky doing laps down at Icebergs at time.
It is, and that's like the adrenaline of it. And also, when you think about it, it's a much harder swim. It's like you're out in the ocean, and so you just adapt and you do a different sort of set, but it's more challenging. It's better for your core, you know.
The film is described as gentle, poetic, meditative. Is that what drew you to the project?
Yeah, what drew me to this project was Ian Darling, the director, and I were chatting one day and he was talking about his next film, what he might do, and we'd just come out of COVID. And that was, you know, a very difficult time for everyone.
Yep.
And in particular, you know, sometimes don't realize how important something is to you until it's taken away. So he was talking about doing a happy film and what will he do? And, you know, he's done a lot of, created a lot of films, you know, to create change and so forth, but they can be quite involved in, you know, whether it's juvenile detention or, you know, some heavy sort of films. So he wanted to do a happy film, and I sort of, so we got talking, and I said to him, well, what about this place? This is like quite incredible, because it came to me even more coming out of COVID, referring back to that, that it got closed. I remember all of us coming down, I think it was closing at 1:30 on a particular day, and yep, all of us regulars were there looking at each other. We're all mourning the fact that how are we going to, like, this is our every day,
yep,
this is our every morning, and how are we going to connect? So with that realization, this sort of, we decided to go forth with this film, and yeah, it became so beautiful. We realized that the pool, Ian definitely was clear that he wanted the actual pool to be the main character, told through, you know, some of the regulars. But the beauty of the pool, he, you know, wanted that to shine through, and it has. And that's why there's been lots of long pauses, so beautifully shot cinematically. We're giving people time to also have their own journey with it, meditate, think, for the film to be what it needs to be for each individual who watches it.
The director seems to still strike this balance between social impact and joyful documentary. How do you feel the audiences are receiving the film, especially as the location, the place, the pool, rather than a person, is the protagonist?
Yeah, that's right. Well, we've had overwhelming responses from people. We've had people are quite emotional about it. They see this film, they resonate with their own little patch of joy, their community, whether it's their book club or it's their cycle club for you, or their swim club, and the beauty of it. But I think they really resonate mostly with that strong connection. We've had the people coming up to us saying, thank you so much for making this film. I had a guy the other night at one of the screenings. He said, you know, I had this experience X number of years ago and something hit me or touched me in the water, and I haven't been back in. But now I've seen your film, I'm going to start swimming again tomorrow. So that's very special. We've had a lot of people who are going to get back in the water for the physical and the mental side of swimming.
That's a wonderful response to get from an audience member, particularly because all our kids are taught to swim here in Australia, because we all live by, most of us, the majority of us live by the coast, and we know how important swimming is as a life skill, a survival skill for those of us that are at the beach.
It is. And it's a safe environment for our kids and people to meet, you know, a healthy place.
Documentaries often lead you down one path and then all of a sudden spring a surprise twist on you halfway through. But I'm not sure with this film, were there any unexpected insights or changes in perspective that emerged while the film was being made?
That's an interesting one, because we didn't really know where we were going to go with the film, to be honest.
Yep.
It's hard to know. Obviously, there's shooting difficulties and weather and sound and all those kind of things. We had to sort of plan through checking the weather. And then we actually also did hour-long interviews with some of their life members that we were donating to the icebergs. We're coming up to our centenary. And through some of those interviews, that process, we were seeing some of the members that would be great in the film, telling their little story. So through that process, initially some people we thought, we gave them the option obviously not to be filmed and not to be in it. And so I think what evolved for us and changed was it just sort of started working. People in the beginning were like, oh, okay, no cameras. But by the end, they were queuing up to be in front of the camera. Everyone wanted to be part of it. We couldn't keep them away.
That sounds like Bondi to me there, Margaret.
Bondi, isn't it?
Last question. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. What do you hope audiences who do not frequent the icebergs will take away from this documentary?
I think that they will just take away the community connection side of things, that sense of belonging. It's so important. And I'm hoping that people will swim more and find their own little, you know, community and realize the importance of it. We're all very social beasts, and you'll see through this film, through some people's stories, like some of them, it's been a game changer. You know, some of them have gone as far to say that it saved their lives. So I think that in this day and age of social media and everything that we deal with, the difficulties in life, I just want everyone to find their happiness. And through the water is our main message, really.
Connection is ever so important in today's world. Thanks for connecting with us this afternoon, Margaret.
Thank you so much, Tony.
Bondi Icebergs is the most photographed pool in the world, but it's much more than an Instagram destination. It's a meeting place, a resting place, and a place of romance and ritual. Award-winning director Ian Darling turns his lens on the lives of the 250,000 swimmers who visit each year, from those braving the winter chill to those finding peace in its waters. Filmed over a year, the pool is a stunning cinematic experience set to a nostalgic 1960s-inspired soundtrack with a cast of characters who reflect the power of community. The Pool, only at the movies from November 7. The Pool, proud East Side sponsors.
You have been listening to East Side Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.